Today, voters in delegate-rich Michigan cast ballots. And Jeremy, the state is now officially being called delegate-rich Michigan. They've got 147 for the Democrats, 59 for the Republicans.
Michigan, the big prize today in terms of delegates. But also, people are voting today in Mississippi and in Idaho and Hawaii. They split their primary elections between the two parties. But the Republicans in those states are voting today.
Yeah, and our colleague Mickey Maynard was at the polls this morning. She still maintains an address here. She did the right thing, and she voted. And she said it was packed. She hasn't seen that many people early morning at the polls since a presidential election. And this, of course, just the primary. State officials are estimating here in Michigan that a record 2 million people might turn out. That would be the highest for a primary since 1972. Zoe Clark is with us in the studios here of Michigan Radio. She's co-host of It's Just Politics. Zoe, welcome.
Hello, Robin. This is like the Super Bowl here in Michigan today.
Welcome to your studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What are you keeping an eye on?
Oh, I think let's start on the Republican side. I think, you know, all of the polls, of course, and, you know, I hate to lead with the polls, but all the polls show Trump, I mean, double digits, somewhere even like 20% advantage. But so let's look at second place. Mm-hmm. And right now, that has to be John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, neighboring state. He needs to take second place to build any kind of momentum into next Tuesday when his state is up for grabs. So look really for this to be sort of a race between Kasich and Cruz for second place. And on the Democratic side, really looking to see turnout in the Democratic race right now. Nate Silver of, you know, For All Political Junkies, the sort of be-all, end-all blog 538 is putting a Clinton win at 99%. But, you know, we are seeing some of the polls tightening for Bernie Sanders, and he's been crisscrossing the state, holding rallies. Of course, as we talked about yesterday on this show, there was the Democratic debate in Flint. So watching to see, you know, how much Bernie can actually get the burn out here in Michigan.
Well, and speaking of Kasich, I feel like I have seen him just watching local television. I've seen him a lot. He's been in the UP.
He went to the UP. And, you know,
Michigan that's the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah. It's true, right? It's just sort of how we talk about things. No, and, you know, look, Michigan is a big state. And it says something when a candidate is going to go up to the Upper Peninsula to look for votes. Not huge voting rich area. There aren't big cities there, but it's telling. He's almost turning this into his second New Hampshire, right? Mm-hmm. That this is a state that he's got to show he can win. Otherwise, I think it's lights out.
Well, this is the state where the idea of the Reagan Democrat took hold up in Macomb County.
Macomb County.
Thank you. North of Detroit. Yeah. Macomb's in another state. and so talk about, is there thinking that that might be happening this time around? And how does that work? Can if you go to vote in the primary today, can you switch party affiliations?
Right. So what you'll do, voters will go in and you will ask for either a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot. But you can choose either one. The only issue I will tell voters right now, if they haven't been out in Michigan yet, the parties will take that, you know, your contact information. You will be hounded for years to come. But no, and then how it works is the candidates need at least 15% threshold. So how interesting is that then when you're looking at a Marco Rubio? If he doesn't meet that 15% threshold, he doesn't get any of the delegates, which are going to be proportionally delivered on both the Democratic and Republican side.
Well, this is also where people are saying Donald Trump may really score, because it's the thinking, the conventional wisdom going into this election was that the Republicans could not win without the Hispanic vote. Mm-hmm. They're not getting Hispanics lining up behind Donald Trump, who wants
to build a
wall. Mm-hmm. But they're saying he may turn that on its head by getting the Rust Belt vote, by getting these voters who, you know, might have been the Reagan Democrat years ago.
And economically challenged. Michigan so hard hit by the Great Recession. Voters who still here in the state feel like they have not been able to get a foot up, a heads up, you know, pull your bootstraps up, that's not happened here. The auto industry has come back. That's why I think one of the reasons we're seeing Hillary Clinton do well. But no, those are the voters that Trump is looking to right now. And it's going to test his strength right now in these big Midwestern industrial states.
Well, and with the math, that's pretty much the only way he can, if he becomes a nominee, he can win if he without the Hispanic or African-American vote.
Agreed. And when you consider right now that the latest numbers after the week, that Trump is only up on Cruz by 87 delegates. This is going to be interesting to watch.
Well, speaking of that, do you think that the anti-Trump movement is taking hold? We want to listen to a little bit of a new ad that's running in Florida. It takes aim at Trump's language over the course of the campaign. This is from the American Future Fund Political Action Committee.
I went to an Ivy League school, I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
Listen, you...
He gets the nomination. They're going to sue his... She said he's a... I don't give a...
We'll beat the... out of them.
They're ripping the... out of the sea. What the hell are we doing?
You're not going to raise that... price.
I have the best words.
And you can tell them to go...
American Theater Fund Political Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, there you have it. But is, I mean, that seems like the kind of thing that's only going to strengthen his following among people who say, yeah, he tells it like it is.
And I will say that what all of the political journalists are saying now is, yes, maybe this would have worked, but it's a little too late. Why weren't we hearing advertisements like this months and months ago?
Although you're saying it's a tighter race than was expected with Ted Cruz here in Michigan.
Indeed. So lots to watch for.
Keep an eye on that. Zoe Clark, co-host of It's Just Politics at Michigan Radio. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, Robin. My pleasure.
And you mentioned that ad's going to run in Florida. That is the next stop on our election road trip as the campaign moves to Florida next week.